So Linda decided she wanted to play pickleball because that was one of the things her doctors had recommended as a great sport. And so we decided, well, we're going to learn how to play this game. We thought we should practice it before she goes plays with the people at the Highland Park courts, where it's going to be a lot more difficult competition than just, you know, walking in with no skills. So we decided to go practice. So because I run and walk around our neighborhoods, there's a neighborhood that shares a fence with our subdivision that is predominantly black and ours is predominantly white. And so and there's a big difference in income level and price of houses from one side to the other. So most of the people in our neighborhood say, oh, don't go over there because it's all black, it's dangerous, it's not the place you should go. But I've been walking through there, so a lot of people in the neighborhood know me because they see me and they wave at me because I walk through the neighborhood.
That's great.
Early in the mornings and sometimes in the evenings. So I kind of knew it, and I knew they had a tennis court over there mm-hmm. that nobody ever uses.
And pickleball, is it? I mean, they use tennis courts, is that right? For pickleball, is it
the
same?
Yeah,
but you're using the smaller.
This is
square.
Yeah,
smaller.
Should change out the net. We're over here. We're
so I had seen the tennis court, and I said, well, let's go over there and practice. Mm-hmm. And so we drive over there, and we've been practicing. We take a tape measure, and we use chalk, and we mark the pickleball dimensions on the tennis court. It's just an asphalt court.
Yeah.
So it's not a real nice court. It's got a few cracks and things in it. A lot of litter, but we've been taking some trash bags and picking stuff up once in a while. But anyway, so it's just where we go to practice. So the first time we went, it was like, felt real awkward. And, and then I remember Linda telling some of our neighbors or some of our friends in our neighborhood about, well, we're going over there and play tennis. And, oh, no, you should drive all the way to Goodwood and play over there. It's like
to some other
rather than go almost, less than a mile away from your house.
Wow.
We're just, and I said, no, we're just going to keep going there. That doesn't make any sense. So we've been playing there. And so the first few times, people just kind of looked at us. But then I think it was about maybe the third time we played there, a young boy comes up, and he's got a tennis racket in his hand. And he says, hey, can I play? So we start playing with this kid. His name is Gage. And so he becomes kind of regular, so we're playing. He comes over and drops in. And so we give him the pickleball paddle, and he does that, and he tries that. And then I start bringing my tennis rackets because he wants to play with this tennis racket. So now I say, well, I'll just be a tennis player.
I'm like a big brother. I'm like,
yeah.
That's really cool.
So we've been playing tennis, pickleball with him. And then another day he brought some other friends, and we played with them. And so it's just been going on with that. And there's a group of people, men and some
all
boys.
All ages, young.
Yeah.
I mean, anywhere from young teenagers to 30.
Yeah. And they play basketball on the court next to us. So there's a full court of basketball next to the tennis court. And they would shoot the ball, and sometimes we'd roll into the court, and I would grab it and throw it back to them. And so they're really nice. They're smiling to us. And so it's just like, we're making friends with these people that our neighbors are saying, don't go over there.
Right,
it's scary and
right.
dangerous.
Well, what has made me the most comfortable is we have not received in this neighborhood what these neighbors would have received in our neighborhood, which is probably people looking at them like
exactly.
they weren't in the right neighborhood. But right. they kind of looked at us and just kept playing like we were just people.
Right.
They didn't stare at us like, what are you doing in our neighborhood? Nor were they... if they feel threatened. But just what touched my heart was these kids that just were, I mean, that's just kid number one we had.
Yeah.
But my only encouragement when I saw this kid come over with the racket, he looked intentional, like he had seen this maybe from a dentist. It wasn't just coincidence. He's by himself. We learned he had just moved there in the fall, and so he's at that age where he's not big enough to be the basketball players, and he's not small enough to be on the swings with the moms.
Yeah.
He's like elementary age?
He's like 12?
He's 11. Yeah, he's almost 12. He's going to turn 12 soon.
Yeah. Wow.
So cool.
And he's a little bit overweight. Doesn't fit in with the cool guys playing basketball, so he plays pickleball, tennis with us.
And he brings snacks and stuff, and he brings us chips, or, and Doug's kind of like this. I'm like, yeah, I'll take the sour cream.
But tell him the story about Sunday when we went, about the kids with the treats.
Oh, yeah. There's so many stories, but this past Sunday, much younger kids, like 8 or 6?
Yeah, about 8 years
eight
old.
8 years
yeah.
old, and this young kid, they were on the basketball court, too small to be playing basketball, but out of nowhere, the one kid walks over and he goes, here you go, and it was those I think we've given out at the church for the kids a popsicle and a plastic.
Yeah.
You know, it's like an ice stick thing I used to use
as
a kid.
Right.
And he just handed to each of us. Didn't wait for a reaction like anything in return other than here. Just it's hot. Here's, he just handed it to us and walked off and never looked back. Like there was nothing intentional other than sharing a treat with
us. That's so cool.
Yeah.
I mean, never once.
He's
got to
be getting it from like his parents.
Well, the parents were like way in the distance. They were setting up for like a picnic or something like that. Huh. And you know, we said hi to the kids and waved at them. So I think they saw us interacting. So they sent the treat over to share with these people. They were playing this strange game in their tennis court. Yeah.
And
that is great.
Yeah,
that's
but,
really good.
So the guy, the young kid that we've got, our best friend that we've gone probably for at least 6 times.
Yeah, at least yeah.
And so we see him, but sometimes we've gone at times that we normally would see him, and we haven't. But he a few times would say, "I'll see you next weekend." Like just knows that we're going to be back.
Nice.
Then another kid comes one day, and I think they know each other, and he sees Doug playing with them, and he says, "Can I play?"
Yeah.
And so he was much smaller, and he gave up. He was trying to play tennis.
He was really good. Yeah, he was good. And,
wow.
I mean, you could see him pick up the game real quickly.
And then one that was only like 4 or 6. Yeah. I think he was 4, and he looked. Yeah. He just kept wanting to. He started taking things away like a little kid. But I'm like, I know.
No, you can't take it.
That's my racket. That pickleball. There's even more stories, the kids that we've seen, and just and a dog that used to bark at us no longer barks.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like, he just sits and stares at us. Yeah,
kind of like,
cool.
Y'all now.
Wow.
So we haven't met any adults.
Well, there's some adults playing basketball.
Well, when I say adults, like parents.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, old people.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But I mean, we see the houses. It's definitely a family neighborhood, but we just have seen this diverse age group of kids that have just made us feel more welcome than even people in our own neighborhood have made us feel.